State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Who gets to volunteer at your kid's school? Maybe it's a question you haven't thought about much, but when we learned that the guy who shot and killed two Berrien County courthouse officers was also a regular volunteer at his daughter's elementary school, despite his sizable criminal record, well, we thought it was time to take a closer look. Tons of parents volunteered in Ruby Lahadny's second grade classroom last year.
There's Milo's mom, Alex's mom, Jillian's mom, Jack's dad.
Ruby is 7 years old.
Turning 8 pretty soon.
She's having a cat-themed birthday party at a cat cafe. It sounds pretty awesome. She takes a break from party planning to tell me more about the people who helped out at her school.
Well, they're usually very, very nice. It's unless they're in a grumpy mood, having a bad day.
Is it good for schools to have volunteers?
Yes, in my opinion, yes.
Why is that?
Like, if you needed some help on your math facts, they could help you out if the teacher was busy or at a meeting or something.
There's lots of research that shows when parents are involved at school, their children do better academically. So who gets to decide which parents are allowed to volunteer? Most districts have policies in place to vet volunteers now, and some of those policies can carry with them some unintended consequences.
We had locked out many parents who really wanted to be involved in their kids' lives.
Larry Johnson is in charge of public safety for Grand Rapids Public Schools, and he sits on a national board for public safety school officials. Like a lot of districts, Grand Rapids runs a background check on anybody who wants to volunteer. Until recently, their policy was pretty cut and dry. If your background check pulled up a felony, you could not volunteer, even if it was a nonviolent crime, like writing a bad check. Parents pushed back, and now the district deals with each background check on a case-by-case basis.
If there's an arrest record, we'll look at what the arrest is, how long ago did it happen, does it have an impact on kids, and then we'll make our decision based on that.
Most school officials seem to operate in that gray area, and many, like Johnson, allow parents to appeal if they fail their background check, while others, like Wayne Westland, don't allow any wiggle room. A felony is an automatic out. But here's the catch. Even for districts that do background checks, the database only pulls up state crimes. It doesn't include federal crimes or crimes committed in other states, which is why the Berrien County Courthouse shooter's two stints in federal prison for crimes involving pipe bombs and firearms didn't show up on a background check when he went to volunteer at his daughter's school. So if these background checks only tell half the story, why do them at all?
We just can't be too careful anymore. You know, we're talking about kids.
Barry Martin is superintendent of Monroe Public Schools. He's seen up close what a relatively lax volunteer vetting policy can do. His district used to only do background checks on volunteers who took kids on field trips or who weren't under direct supervision of a teacher. But then this past school year, he discovered that one of the parents who frequently volunteered in a classroom was a registered sex offender. So, beginning this fall, if a parent wants to do anything more than pick up and drop off their kid, they will have to agree to 2 background checks a year and scan their driver's license when they walk in the school.
And this will be an automatic check on the National Sex Offender Registry. So it'll be an immediate alert will come up if that parent has an issue. So hopefully with these 2 new procedures, we'll never have an incident like we had last spring.
He says so far he hasn't gotten any resistance from parents. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.